Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, there's a great new movie coming to Irish cinemas today. Goes on nationwide release. It's the story of a Catholic Italian missionary called Francesca Cabrini, who went to New York in 1889, where she witnessed disease, crime and impoverished children. The film shows her story of her mission to convince the mayor to secure housing and healthcare for society's most vulnerable. Now, I think it's brilliant to see this story being told and the film released across Ireland. Let's get behind this film. We're behind it here at Spirit Radio because it shares a Christian message and it's based on the life of a religious sister and saint. Here's Spirit Radio's own Rob Clark interviewing the producer and screenwriter of Cabrini, Rod Barr.
Sister Francesca Cabrini, I knew nothing about her, didn't even know the name. I mean, did you have the sense that you were bringing somebody fresh to a wider audience?
Oh, absolutely. She's the first American saint. And I would say very, very, very few Americans have ever heard the name. So you would think, oh, maybe in America, she's got some profile or some fame or some presence, but she really doesn't anymore. I don't know how that happened, because in the 40s and 50s, at the end of the movie, you see some of those photographs when she was canonized. They packed stadiums to honor her, packed American stadiums, Chicago, New York. Obviously, the Vatican Square was absolutely mobbed with, it looked like hundreds of thousands of people to me from the photographs. So somewhere between then and now, her presence faded. And we wanted to address that because I had never heard of her. So, but when I read her story, I realized, okay, wow, this is a story that people need to know about, because it's a story that can really touch them deeply. And the audience response has been one of sort of, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect it to be as powerful. I didn't expect it to touch me as deeply. And people are just wanting to make sure that everybody gets a chance to experience the sort of inspiration that she brings.
One of the things that struck me about it was that, you know, she found herself facing a certain amount of opposition from people who had been in a very similar situation only a couple of decades earlier. And I just thought about that. And I thought about, you know, some of the challenges that we currently face here in Ireland, you know, taking in Ukrainian refugees that are in a desperate plight. I just thought, boy, it's a timely movie. How quick we are to forget, you know, the blessings we've received from others.
Well, it's funny. Speaking of Ireland, of course, many of those immigrants to America were Irish. You know, the Archbishop Corgan was the son of an Irish immigrant who came and worked in the rails. You know, it was cheap labor. That's what the Irish immigrants were in the 1840s and 50s in America. Then they got a little bit of a toehold, and then suddenly the Italians coming along are very inconvenient, because they are reminding all of America that they weren't quite American yet. The Irish weren't quite American yet, and so it's unfortunately a cycle that keeps repeating and repeating and repeating, and the names get changed, the nationalities get changed, all of that stuff changes, but the dynamic doesn't ever quite seem to change. But what the movie does and what Cabrini stood for was common humanity. She didn't care whether you were Ukrainian, Irish, Italian, Polish, Jewish, all down the list of immigrants. If you were a suffering human being, she was going to attend to you with tremendous care. And these are transcendent sorts of values that we all agree on. And I think that is why the movie is resonating so deeply, and people are coming out feeling transformed and inspired and wanting other people to see it, is that it does touch upon really sort of transcendent things that in our culture, our divided culture, we don't often get to them. So this movie, I think, kind of shoots right at them. And I think it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I think it's very timely, I have to say. Now, there's a couple of lines in the movie that really stood out for me. One of them was where she, you know, where she was facing scant resources. You know, she was in a situation where, you know, she didn't know where the money would come from. She didn't know what kind of support she'd get. But there was this line, I think it came out a couple of times, you know, if we just begin the mission, the funds will come. And I thought, you know, that's really, that's the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Yes. No, that's exactly right. And it's interesting. What I thought you were going to say is that's the mindset of a saint. And I love that you said entrepreneur. I love that because they're both true. They're absolutely both true. And she was both. And of course, she was a person of faith. 100% she was a completely driven by her faith. But boy, I'll tell you what, she had the ambition of an entrepreneur. She had the organizational skills. She had that sort of make or break, we are bold or we die sort of attitude. Like, let's double down. They expect you to, they expect you to fold. No, let's double down. That's, that was her very entrepreneurial mindset that allowed her to build an empire, the equal of the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers, but an empire of hope and of love and not just of profit. But she had every bit of the organizational and business skill that those legendary businessmen had.
Yeah. Rod, I suppose if I had one criticism of the movie, I probably would have wanted to just see a little more of her faith coming through. But I guess there were reasons why you kind of kept it a little bit more mainstream.
Well, it was intended to be a mainstream movie for sure. And one thing as filmmakers we've learned throughout the years is let the actions of the movie be the quote unquote sermon, be the message. Mm-hmm. We let Cabrini's actions do the speaking in this. And I think anybody who sees it from any faith background or no faith background at all, which is a lot of our audience, are responding in the same way. And I think that response is coming from the fact that her actions speak for themselves. And we didn't have to put a lot of words in her mouth. And I think that's actually a more powerful way to get profound messages across. Just watch what she did. Watch how she encounters the poor among us. Mm-hmm. And you'll understand what her faith actually means.
There were a lot of sets on the movie. I mean, a lot of different scenes, a lot of different environments that you were working with, you know, the Senate, the Italian countryside, Five Points, the posh houses. I mean, it felt a bit like a big budget movie, but I'm sure it wasn't.
Well, it, you know, for an independent movie, it was on the larger side of an independent movie. But and for a studio movie, a studio period piece, it was minuscule. It was tiny. So the crew, Alejandro, the director, everybody who was involved with it just poured everything into it. And I think we got out of what the resources we had, something that looks like a $80-100 million movie. And I promise you, it wasn't anything close to that. But the production values are extremely high. And that I think that's part of why people are coming away so powerfully moved. The movie itself is at a certain level of quality that can really touch, the images themselves really touch the heart.
Thanks very much for taking the time with us today. It's fantastic.
I really appreciate it. And I can't thank you enough for your support. I mean, this movie is going to be about word of mouth. We don't have a big, huge studio behind us. So these things are really, really important. And people just have to understand that it's a transformational movie and something they're really going to be glad they saw.
That's Rod Barr there talking to Spirit Radio's Rob Clark. He's the producer and screenwriter of Cabrini. And if you want to find out where that's showing locally for you, you can go to angel.com/Cabrini. That's C-A-B-R-I-N-I. The movie's by the same director that created Sound of Freedom. And it's an epic story of perseverance, hope and tenacity shown by Cabrini against all odds. It's about showing God's love to the most vulnerable and to those on the margins, to orphans, to the homeless and immigrants. It really shows what true faith and religion is meant to look like. And it's a great movie. So there's an idea for your St. Patrick's weekend.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.